Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is Austin Eckler, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. I'm Alex Dunlap here with the Trash Man. No Cody Carpentier today. He's visiting sunny California. So we're going to be going through the waiver wire cheat sheet with you guys today, talking over some of our favorite waiver picks for this week. Trash Man, not sure. I think it's a monster week on waivers. Still kind of keeping a lot of my powder dry if I didn't, you know, get to go in big one.
I think you can get some value at wide receiver for sure. And some upside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, interesting spot. We'll get to wide receivers. Let's just start out with running backs though. And let me get the sheet pulled up and we'll go over it here before we get it up on the site. So still have Braylon Allen. Looks like he is still available. I didn't look up his rostership percentage. Did you look that up? Like what do you remember what it was whenever you got him on here?
Let me check real quick. I think it was in the low 50s.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure whether or not he's about to be a candidate. Him and Bucky Irving both are going to be candidates.
Yeah,
here.
He's 52.
Okay, and then what about Bucky Irving? If you could look him up. Yeah, Irving. Let's see. I could probably get it. Bucky Irving. 53. So those guys, this will be the last week that you see them on the cheat sheet, I think. But so those guys still kind of remain at the top. I don't really – you can use the cheat sheet to decide what you think you should be doing as far as your, you know, budget allocations. A lot of it will – you know, we have four teams on bye this week, and, one of those teams is the Lions, who if you used our cheat sheet, you probably have a good amount of Lions. You know, Eagles, they're on bye this week. So some good teams for fantasy on bye this week. It's going to be the first time that we, you know, might have to kind of go into the coffers here to, play some of these depth players that we drafted. But it could be that, you know, even your depth is wiped out. I mean, injuries have been brutal and more continued last week. So if you need somebody to play, you know, for this upcoming week, I mean, I guess, are we interested in Trey Sermon for that, Trash Man? We haven't gone through and done our rankings yet, so I have not done the matchup analysis here on a game-by-game basis, but I can tell you that Indy's going to be at Jacksonville. That game has a 46 over-under, and it's showing up early as the seventh-best matchup for us for opposing running backs. If you were a team that just really needed help this week, would you want to go Trey Sermon over either of those two guys?
Over either Allen or Irving?
Yes.
You know, that's what's hard about it being this early in the week. I'm not
Well, sure. That's when waivers run. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, no. If you need to win this week, you know, if you're 0-4, then maybe. Then I think that's the one situation where I think that seems to be.
If you're in the business of having to go to the waiver wire to pick players that you're going to play this week, I would take the shot on Trey Sermon and anticipation of Jonathan Taylor being out. Like that would be what I would do, and I just hope to roll with a great matchup and see about getting the win this week, live to fight another day. We have some questions in the chat. Lifelong Longhorn says that he had Lamb, Neighbors, and Rice. Sorry, brother. You use the cheat sheet. I mean, that's who you ended up with. Neighbors and you ended up with Rice. Neighbors is going to be fine. I'm not so sure about Rice. But
he'll be fine in a year.
You did everything right, man. You got to keep grinding. Like there's a lot of one of my best teams, I think, is 1-3 right now in one of my home leagues, and I'm just like I'm not worried about it. I know that maneuvering through this season and being able to mine the waiver wire value, some of the deep value at running back. I think there's one super deep value this week that Trash Man didn't put on the cheat sheet that I put up a good bit higher, that he's going to puke whenever I say. Yeah, I think even the Trash Man is going to think that this is too trashy. But, there are these moves that you can be making right now that are going to help you down the line. Tyler Sperry asks, I need running back help overall. Would you drop Ford or Irving for Kareem Hunt? I would not drop Jerome Ford for Bucky Irving or for Kareem Hunt. At this time, I wouldn't do it. Trash Me, do you feel differently about that? How about this? I'll add Jerome Ford to the list for the game, okay? And then you can have some time to think about it. Ron Cloth asks, as a handcuff, should I drop Corum for Ronnie Rivers? Trash Man and I have differing opinions on this. I think that Ronnie Rivers stays in his same role if Kyren Williams gets hurt and Corum steps up into Kyren Williams' role.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I just don't think that – I just didn't think, as it stands, Quorum had that much value.
But Ronnie, neither does Ronnie Rivers.
I don't want either of them on my team right now. But if you're going to handcuff them, I think Quorum is probably the guy.
Yeah. I prefer Quorum as a pure handcuff by orders of magnitude. So – that I would just say that. And Tyler Perry saying Chubb is back. I get it, Tyler. But he's not back. He's back at practice, and they're probably gonna have to ramp him up for 4 to 5 weeks. Deontay Foreman to me doesn't look good. Jerome Ford this last week was fine. I know it was on paper a good matchup, but I don't think I'm dropping Ford. I don't know, Trash Man. Do you have a strong take on whether you would drop Jerome Ford for Bucky Irving or Kareem Hunt? Would you want to take the stab on Hunt?
Well, Clyde is coming back, so we don't know what that situation will bring either. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables. Any way you kind of slice that, I mean, I would try to get my hands on Chubb if I could, if I was if I had Ford. That's kind of
– Yeah, but he's asking if he can drop Ford. I mean, look, man, if you hate Ford, you think Chubb's going to come back and relegate him into dust, by all means, like, it's your fantasy team. We're not your boss or your dad. It's like you can do what you want. It would be my advice to hold on to Ford, though. I think that could be wrong. Like, I mean, that's
– I mean, of all those players, I feel like maybe Irving has the most upside if we're talking like season long.
Maybe both Irving and I wasn't expecting to have this conversation about Jerome Ford today, but this is the show. Maybe Irving and Kareem Hunt have appealing upside cases, because with Kareem Hunt, we already have the injury, right?
Yeah.
And we know that Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know what he's – like, he's been missing time with, like – it's not like he's been hurt. What is this? Is like PTSD or something like this? Maybe. I don't know. I don't pretend to know what's going on inside other people's brains. But I'd figure that he's probably kind of – I mean, I don't know. Like I said, maybe it's like a bad – it seems like he'd come back and be fine and not be really having any major impacts from that. But here's the thing. He stinks.
Yeah, the team doesn't really seem to like him. I think they'd probably like P. Ryan and Steele more than him.
Well, you know? I don't know. Carson Steele needs to get it under control with the fumbling and stuff like that. And I thought that, you know, it was nice to see Kareem Hunt, you know, on only 45% of snaps, be able to get 3 targets and 16 touches. You know,
And with Rice being out, you kind of want that pass catching element.
Maybe it's not terrible to drop Jerome Ford for Kareem Hunt.
I don't think it's terrible. I don't think it's elite losing move. Ford's arrow is going down. Hunt's arrow is pointing up right now. I mean, I don't think Ford's situation is going to improve. I'll say that.
Yeah, and that team could go to dust, man. They need to get their tackles back, and they lost their starting center in this last game. They have that number 53 in there that ruined.
Oh, wow.
God, he ruined that 82-yard Amari Cooper. It was just, it wasn't even that bad a hold. But
no, you know, I don't even think it should have been called, but, you know, he's been making bad plays all day.
Then when they were driving at the very end and they got down there and they could have – when they were down 16-20, the Browns – you could tell that this was a game that I had the Browns on the super contest, but it was on the second down when in that last series, the one before the sack, whenever he snapped it, whenever Deshaun wasn't even ready, there was like 2 times on that drive he screwed things up bad. Anyway, so look, I'm going to go ahead and say, I think if you want to drop Jerome Ford, it's fine. I'm not sure that I would, but I think it's probably fine for either of those 2 guys. So that's the final answer here, 10 minutes into the show. Let's see. Dre is asking, do I trade Tyreek and ETN for Garrett Wilson and Gibbs? So you're trading Tyreek, who's awful whenever there's no Tua, for Garrett Wilson, who's awful even when there's Aaron Rodgers. And then Gibbs but ETN's been kind of trending down. At least Gibbs is.
What's your record, Dre?
Yeah. It's probably lost the last one, at least. I'd say if those were his top.
I would love to have the piece of Gibbs.
Yeah, man.
But, I mean, Tyreek.
You're buying low on Garrett Wilson, but you're selling super low on Tyreek and ETN, too.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's a fair. I think that trade sounds fair. We're waffling around about it. I think it sounds fair. If you want to do it, you can. You have the permission to do it. It's fine. What about Alexander Mattison on waivers? You go 15% on him. You think every time Zamir White touches the ball, it feels like an angel loses its wings or so, like it's, you know, a puppy drowns somewhere. It feels so bad. Antonio Pierce says he's earned more carries.
Yeah, he said that. That team sucks. That offense sucks. So, has Davante Adams played his last snap as a Raider? I mean, I don't know if this offense is going to get better.
Byron was saying that the Raiders should try and trade Davante Adams to the Chiefs. I told him, in theory, it makes perfect sense, except for the fact, there's no way the Davis family is going to do that in division. They have they have half a century of just hate towards the Chiefs and the whole AFC West. Like, this isn't like the Lions and the Minnesota Vikings with their new school GMs getting together to cook up a TJ Hawkinson deal. Like, he's not gonna send Patrick Mahomes to Davante Adams. But I did see an interesting take on Twitter earlier about this thing about I think it was Matt Berry who tweeted it. And if the Dolphins season just is going down the tubes, why not just trade Tyreek back to KC?
That'd be fun.
I'd love it for all my Tyreek teams. If he trades away Tyreek Hill for that Garrett Wilson package, might not.
I kind of feel like Coach Reed likes to win with the worst players that he can. He's like a trash man in that sense. He likes to get the garbage, the bottom of the pail, and beat you over the head with it.
Somebody in the Specialist 90s asking in chat, Hawkinson got dropped in his league this week. Tight end's his weakest position by far. How much would you spend for him? I don't think you'll need to spend. I think probably the players in your league will think that they need to spend 20%. So I'd go 20, like $2. You know, I mean, dude, if you can, if you can give yourself an answer at tight end right now, you're kind of in a unique spot among it, among everybody.
There are a few of those.
Yeah.
Oh, Dre said he's 4-0. I mean,
if you're 4-0, I might wait for Tua to come back.
Yeah.
I think you can hold out and wait for Tua to come back and just hope that this Tank Bigsby stuff is just a, just an illusion, which, I mean, you're going to have to go after Tank Bigsby this week too. I've seen some stuff on X where people are saying, like, you know, follow this thread for my biggest waiver pickups. And some people have him as like the top. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, I don't think it's right, but I think, you know, I think they're looking for answers, and that team and that offense, they're looking for a spark. And so I guess it makes sense to give Bigsby some more carries.
John in Cedar Park, John in Cedar Park, hashtag play the song in our league continuation. He's wondering, in Dynasty, is it safe to drop Khalil Herbert for Tyrone Tracy or Jordan Whittington? Well, here's the thing. Jordan Whittington goes back to dust the minute the Cooper Kupp comes back in the lineup for at least a little while. They're not going to move him into the Puka Nacua kind of role.
Yeah, but this is a Dynasty thing. And, like, Herbert, I think, for Dynasty is
– how old is Herbert this year? I mean, he's only 25. Is he 25? Let's see.
I just don't know that he hasn't caught on yet in a backfield where.
The Dynasty Top 250 was updated just like yesterday. Nice job, Trashman or Cody or whoever did that. Herbert is 26 this year. You can drop him for Tyrone Tracy. Tyrone Tracy might be the starter next year for the Giants.
Yeah, Herbert, there's not a lot of upside that I can see.
Yep.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
So sure. I think that makes plenty of sense. The one super gross guy, trash man, I wanted to threw in here. We talked about Kareem Hunt. We talked about Madison. We talked about Sermon. I think Sermon's a little bit farther kind of down there. I would put Tank Bigsby in that Sermon kind of area. But again, it's about, what are you looking for? Are you looking for something this week? If you need somebody this week, Sermon, Madison, Kareem Hunt, I think make a little bit more sense than Braylon Allen, Bucky Irving. Let's let me make sure who's it, like, Indy's not on bye, are they? Hold on. NFL team's on bye. No, they're not on bye. I know it's the Lions and it's the Eagles, Chargers and Titans. Okay, so Sermon for this week, Madison possibly for this week, but we really want to be and Kareem Hunt possibly for this week, but we want to be stashing Braylon Allen, certainly Bucky Irving, Tank Bigsby. And then just the one that I wanted to throw in, of all these guys returning, Nick Chubb's returning, all these guys, we're not going to get Jay Brooks back until probably next week to returning to practice, but we are getting Kendre Miller, who looks to be returning to practice. And look, I get it. He can't stay healthy. Dennis Allen hates him. Alvin Kamara has been great. Why would they stop featuring him? But dude, Alvin Kamara is getting a ton of touches, and he's already been banged up and been questionable during the week with multiple injuries multiple times this season. If he were to go down and Kendre is healthy, we've seen that Jamal Williams just stinks out loud, dude. He is just, he's not it. And so I'm going to try and get Kendre this week and just kind of see what happens and how long I can kind of sort of hold him.
Thing is, you don't need to get Kendre before waivers. You can pick up Kendrick.
Yeah, just throw in a dollar.
Miller. Yeah.
Throw in a dollar if you want. But yeah, if you play in a traditional kind of, you know, a waiver league where you have to go to the back of the waivers and stuff, I wouldn't waste like a high waiver priority on him. But yeah,
no, not at all.
Yeah, that's
no, nobody's gonna be champing at the bit for Kendra Miller.
Wide receivers, I think it starts with Dontavian Wicks. I mean, he looks really good. And then, I mean, when Jordan Love's in, it's like he. I mean, Wicks looks like 2022 Dontavian Wicks and not 2021 Dontavian Wicks from Virginia and not 2022 Dontavian Wicks from Virginia. He looks like that's the real him. And we liked him at the Senior Bowl, and he flashed last year. And now it's look, you know, Christian Watson looks like he's going to be out for at least a little while. It feels like, dude. I mean, Love just takes deep shots to him.
Yeah,
he throws it up there for him. And Wicks has been good. So I think that, you know, he's at the top of the heap this week as far as wide receivers for sure. Also Xavier Leggett, yeah, I think was that 10 targets last week, something like that. And I think that's probably a little bit what's that word? Ephemeral.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it could be.
It's like it's a little fire that's probably not going to last too long. Is that what it is? Kind of like our times here on Earth as people who are not of the Earth. I don't know that once Adam Thielen comes back, whether Xavier Leggett's going to keep having these, you know, 87% snap, 100% route participation, 10 targets, 8 catches, 76 and a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
But he is a first round pick, and Dalton is a capable quarterback. There's also
it'll be interesting to see who Johnson kind of if Deontay Johnson gets shadowed by the Johnson of the Bears this week. If he does, then Leggett could be in for a big game. But I'm not quite sure how that will work out.
I'll have to go back and look. I'll need to go look at PFF and see whether he's been shadowing much this year. I know that stuff gets pulled into the matchup tool, but I haven't looked. Like, it's just automated now, so I don't know as much about what goes into it as I used to. But so I'll have to go look at that. That's an interesting thing to bring up. The other guys, I think, you know, it's just as far as people in who in your league they're going to be after. They're probably going to be after maybe Romeo Doubs, who's still out there, and then people are going to go after Josh Downs and Ladd McConkey, who I couldn't believe. Are we sure that Josh Downs isn't owned in 55% or whatever? It feels like he probably should be.
I mean, it was really what, his first game back?
No, he's only 21%.
Yeah, he's 21%.
But and Ladd is not in under. Ladd's in 56, so we'll leave him on. He's owned in 56% of leagues, but this is supposed to be 55 or over. But that's close enough to where we want to make sure that people do go to try and pick up Ladd. If you guys have questions about who you can drop for some of these pickups, let us know in the chat. I've taken a few from the questions that I've yet to answer over at Roster Watch because I don't want to answer the questions till we talk over the the waiver wire cheat sheet, right? But if you guys have questions about who you should drop, let me know. There's some questions here about some players that I'll add on to the list. So thank you for that, Lifelong Longhorn. And then any other kind of deeper cuts at wide receiver?
I mean, eliminate Zaccheaus is interesting just because that Washington offense is on, you know, it's on the, it's ascending and you kind of want to get a piece of it, and you're not going to get a piece of Terry McLaurin. It seems like Zaccheaus is maybe the number two in that offense. So he's somebody to maybe, you know, sniff at.
Somebody's at T-Money's asking that he got offered DJ Moore for Xavier Worthy. He's in a 10-team league. He has DK Metcalf. He has J-Mo. He's got Downs, Wicks, Worthy. So, he's got CeeDee Lamb. Here's the thing. DJ Moore has more fantasy value right now at this very moment. Worthy could end up having more, but we're going to get Hollywood Brown back at some point. They could end up trading for somebody, but Worthy could end up going just nuclear too. I'm not sure that the whole Rashee Rice thing really helps Worthy quite as much as everybody could be saying. I think it helps him a good bit, But I also think that having a guy like Rashi Rice sort of takes a little bit of the, you know, the attention off Worthy, allows him to get, you know, freed up in single coverage. And, you know, everybody knows that he can separate real easily. So he's going to keep getting these shots. And if he gets those with just, if he gets a boost of like, you know, 50% as far as those shots, then he's going to hit, and he could hit big. But I think the optimal place to keep DJ Moore, the optimal upside place to keep Worthy, and considering that you're not going to be benching CeeDee or Ja'Marr Chase or DK Metcalf, why not keep the guy on your bench that has more upside?
Yeah, and Worthy, I don't see Worthy having a bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, Moore, he could be musical chairs with Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze from week to week.
We got to remind you guys to sign up at Underdog Fantasy using the promo code ROSTER for a 50% deposit bonus up to $250. It's like every day they have specials on players. You basically get a free like pick every day. So if you want to go in there and deposit money, you get a 50% deposit bonus with that promo code ROSTER. But you also get to use that extra money and the money you deposited on plays that are like Patrick Mahomes over 0.5 passing yards, or Caleb Williams over 0.5 passing yards or stuff like that. They do it every single day, not just for NFL, but also for, you know, the other sports that are going on. We play a bunch of college football with it. So it's Underdog Fantasy. They've been great partners for us. We just ask that you use the promo code ROSTER when you sign up over there. It helps us immensely. You can scan the QR code here, but check them out, Underdog Fantasy, and make sure to listen to the Underdog Fantasy show here on the channel. That will be either on Fridays or Saturdays moving forward. So our picks in Underdog Fantasy right now, using our picks from the show, they've hit it 62% over the course
of the season. I just missed my Dalton Schultz by 2 yards.
Yeah.
Last
tough one.
Series. Yeah.
But 62% is raking. So take advantage of that. Watch the show. Go to Underdog Fantasy. Go sign up using promo code ROSTER for a 50% deposit bonus of the $250. All right, Trashman, anything to tie in before we play the can we drop them game here?
Tucker Kraft, yeah. I think with Love getting back under center, I feel like Tucker Kraft is somebody who could potentially, get to the top of the tight end heap.
All right. Can you drop them? Well, let me get the questions. Let me get these guys from chat. Okay, so he was asking. So he picked up Kmet last week. Now he's considering Tucker Kraft. Should I keep Kmet and drop? No, don't drop. He's Roshan Johnson, Braylon Allen, Antonio Gibson, Javonte Williams. No. If you're gonna switch out from Kmet, just drop him. It's fine. All right. Here are the drops. Michael Wilson.
Yes.
Elijah Moore?
Yes.
Carson Steele?
Yeah.
DeMarcus Robinson?
Yeah.
Zach Charbonnet?
No.
Gus Edwards?
Yeah.
Jerome Ford?
No.
Calvin Ridley?
No.
He hasn't been good.
He's been all right.
It hadn't been great.
I have him in one league, and I feel
he's
like
he's had one good game. I could be wrong.
Oh yeah, he's had one good game. Yeah. He's still the number one receiver.
I might like him better with Mason Rudolph if they keep Rudolph in there a little while.
Yeah, I mean, he's their number one receiver. If you're gonna keep any receiver for the Titans, that's the one.
Zamir White.
No, you hold on to him.
Juwan Jennings. Now that everyone's back. And if Kyle Juszczyk's on the field, Juwan Jennings just isn't. They said that during the broadcast. So that's what Shanahan told them during their production meeting.
He still had a good game last week, right?
It was fine. I mean, I didn't watch that whole game. That was one that I just had on the four screen. But I think I saw him with at least he had one really nice catch.
I would hold on to Jennings for the time being.
What did he do last week?
Three catches for 88 yards.
not miserable, but that came on one big catch. Beautiful catch, by the way. It's very, very good.
I'm holding on to Jennings if I can. I mean, if you can get a Wicks, I think that's probably commensurate.
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I mean, as bad as the tight end field is, no, you don't want to get rid of Pitts.
Same answer for Andrews.
Whoa, that's different. I mean, he had one target in each of the last 2 weeks and didn't even.
And he's only running like 10 routes or something. It can't stay like this. I mean, I'm such a coward. I would be scared to drop him. I
would try to trade him if you can. You can throw him in on a trade. You know, if you need to add another player to
make it. Say that guy makes the trade worse. I don't want him. That's like he's your problem. Why do I want to take him on?
But you can drop him.
Javonte Williams?
No. Especially now that Beatty's injured. No, you don't want to drop Williams.
And a man we're about to hear from. I can't believe it, but somebody asked because Justin Fields is out there. Can he drop Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Big money on everything at Menards. Keep your guns, ammunition, and valuables secure with Sports Field Gun Safes. We have multiple sizes available to fit your needs. The spacious interiors are fully carpeted to protect against scratches and include adjustable side shelves to suit your storage needs. Save big on Sports Field at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.